Right, I'm assuming that we're now going out live. So welcome to the March IFRIC meeting. We've got quite a full agenda, but I think we have the ability within this room to complete it by lunchtime tomorrow. So I hope that doesn't mean we're working until midnight tonight. A couple of announcements to make. First of all, first one I think is to congratulate Darrell Scott on his wise decision to put himself forward for nomination as an IASB board member. And in Darrell's absence, perhaps I will accept the award. I suppose Darrell has rewarded us for that by knowing that he now can't be fired from IFRIC, so he's not attending this meeting. He will be back later. This is the middle of the reporting season for his banking group, so this, unfortunately, is always the meeting that he's not been able to attend, but you'll have an opportunity to thank him personally next time he comes here, and he'll buy you two rounds of drinks instead of just the obligatory one. Sarah is not here as well because her daughter is about to leave on service, so for family reasons she's staying behind, but she sent comments into us, so we're aware of those views when it comes up. That leaves us with 12 members, which is happily a quorum, so we can now start the meeting. First thing is just to consider whether or not the IFRIC update for January reflects, in your view, a correct summary of the decisions taken at that meeting and therefore can be added into the minutes. And nobody objects, so that's confirmed. So I think, Lucy, it's your turn for your moment of glory now. Lucy did ask me to say that we should change the name of this back to what we'd agreed before, which is accounting for production phase removal of waste material from surface mining activities so that we don't make lewd jokes about its short form name. But Lucy has decided she needs to brush up on her presentation skills on this particular project, and I understand that Fabienne took you to Paris last week and you spent your time rehearsing the Folies Bergères. So we look forward to your presentation this morning.